we got to get our hands a little dirty. It's time for the Daily Dust, and it's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should never think gossip.
Why should you stop now?
You don't think right now is the time for gossip?
Let's dish.
Okay, so Hugh Grant apparently had some fun with Travis Kelce at Taylor Swift's Eras Tour at Wembley Stadium in England. I did not realize this.
And I thoroughly enjoyed it. She went mad, my daughter. She brought a friend. They were bopping away. And I hung out with Taylor Swift's boyfriend, who's an American football player.
Travis Kelce, yeah?
Yeah, we did tequila shots. Anyway, we all got absolutely smashed. Tequila. Taylor Swift.
And then you drove your daughter home? I hope he had a driver that night. Travis Kelce showcases his singing talent on his brother Jason's new Christmas album. It's Christmas time in Cleveland Heights. Take a listen.
Wandering the streets of my hometown. Must have been years since I've been home.
Oh my gosh. He can actually sing a little.
It's Christmas time.
I love it. Oh my gosh, I love Travis Kelce so much. Oh, okay, I'll leave it alone. Sadly, Terry Garr, the beloved actress known for her roles in Young Frankenstein and Tootsie, passed away in Los Angeles at the age of 79 after battling multiple sclerosis. She was in Close Encounters of the Third Kind, Mr. Mom. She even got an Oscar nomination for her role in Tootsie.
Can't even Les is sending you candy?
Yes, he's a friend of mine. He can't eat candy. He's diabetic.
Why is he thanking you for a lovely night in front of the fire?
My mind's a blank.
She was also Phoebe's biological mom on Friends. Marlon, Sean, and Kenan Ivory Wayans are all back for the Scary Movie reboot. And Mark Consuelos celebrated his second consecutive win. And I think you'll know why.
The sexiest TV host alive is... Oh, Mark. This is addressed to you. Mark Consuelos.
Of course he is. All the rest of them are trolls. Bruce Springsteen is denying reports that he's a billionaire. Quote, I wish I was, but they got that real wrong. I've spent too much money on superfluous things. And he used superfluous. Reba McEntire shared a story about caring for her mom, Jacqueline, during her cancer battle. She was on The Tonight Show and told Jimmy she split a medical marijuana gummy and it didn't go well.
And I laid down. And I swear there was weeds and flowers growing out of my head. So the next day I asked everybody, I said, how many milligrams were in those things?
Yeah, 4, 2.
50.
And she took 25. Here's a sentence you probably never expected to hear. Chuck Norris, Vanilla Ice, and Bob Geldof are making a movie called Zombie Plane. I don't even know what to say about that. I'm rarely speechless, but this is me, speechless. Kanye West has settled his legal issues with Adidas, which started when they dropped him for making those anti-Semitic comments. And a dirt alert! And this dirt alert makes me sad, y'all. Channing Tatum and Zoe Kravitz broke up. That makes me sad. I thought they were good for each other. Anyway, all right, that's it. That's all I got. That's the Daily Dust. You filthy animals, go wash your hands. It's brought to you by Hefner Furniture and Appliance Morning Go and B104.3. You're welcome.